Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings help her, this teaching today in particular helps her just prepare for what it really means to walk in the Spirit. I ask all these prayers in your Father's Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking about just how to walk in the Spirit more perfectly, how to hear His voice and obey Him, and how important that's going to be when America's judged, okay? He's the one that's going to protect you. He's going to keep you safe, okay, and navigate you through the times of judgment, okay? You can't rely on things outward. The work is inward, okay? But something that you do need to be aware of, okay, this is John chapter 16, verse 8, okay? Or let's start at verse 7. It says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." So he's speaking about the Holy Spirit, okay? "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." Okay. What you do need to understand, okay, is when you're seeking the Lord, you need to be prepared for this. You need to, okay, because he's God. He's the most important. He's more important than anything, okay? So everything else is irrelevant, but you do need to brace yourself, okay? Because when you do start to really hear the Holy Spirit and obey the Holy Spirit and walk in the Holy Spirit, you're going to see strange reactions take place around you, okay? He's light, and he's going to just bring things to light. Just like it says there, reprove the world. He'll command you to do things, okay? Small things that you don't even think are that important, okay? But because they are of God and they are of the Holy Spirit, and like it says there, it proves the world, okay, of sin and righteousness, you're going to see strange reactions from people, okay? You're going to say and you're going to do things, okay, and people are going to react to you in weird ways, and you're going to look and say, "What's going on?" You know, "I'm just obeying the Lord. I don't know where this is coming from," okay? There's a lot that goes on inside of people, okay? There's a lot of hidden secret stuff, okay, that only God is aware of, okay? And when you're walking in the Holy Spirit and truly obeying Him, okay, you're going to see these reactions start to come to light, okay? Where, you know, like I said, you just do something small, say something small, and you're not even aware of the circumstances and what's going on, you know, underneath the surface, okay? But all of a sudden, somebody's really upset the way that you're doing things, okay? And it can be so small, like you're just doing a certain job a certain way, and it's working really well, and you're being very fruitful and productive, and that just normally a person who would possibly be happy about that is now really upset. And you're going, you're baffled. You know, you're like, this is a good thing. Things are going well. I'm getting a lot of work done here. You know what I mean? And it just convicts them, okay? It's just something about the way that you're doing things. All of a sudden, you're revealing that they're super unorganized. You're revealing, you know, that they are walking in pride. You're revealing there's something going on that you don't know, okay, inside of that person. And all of a sudden, when you start really walking in the Holy Spirit and obeying the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden now it's you're shining light upon them, and they don't like it, okay? So you do need to be aware of that, okay? I'll go ahead and they can just, I just want to explain, it can take place. I mean, that's just one example, but he's God, and man is just, I don't know, they look one way. Man looks one way and is something totally different underneath the surface. So unless you're dealing with another fruitful Christian, okay, who's also abounding in the Spirit, you need to be prepared for all types of strange reactions, because the example that I gave is just one, but all different types of things can happen, and you just want to be prepared for that. And when it happens, just you just want to not get derailed, okay, and think that you've done something wrong, okay? Never react in the flesh, okay? Go pray, go cleave to the Lord, seek his face, and try and find out what's going on, okay? But just be aware, it could just be that, okay? It could just be that you're shining light and people don't like it, okay? But you need to keep going, okay? And don't be an idolater. Stay focused, okay? Because nothing's more important than him, okay? And he's the one that's going to take care of you. So just pray and ask, and just remember how evil you are too, and ask to love him more than anything else so that you don't turn aside, okay? Because it's easy to get tempted and become fearful and things like that when circumstances like that take place, okay? You want to cleave to him. So just pray for yourself. Recognize your own wickedness. Understand that you're evil. Understand in truth that faced with situations like that, you'll react like Peter, you know, and just run and flee and give up. So pray for yourself to love the Lord. Ask for that help from the Lord and his grace and mercy so that you can abound and not be derailed and stand firm and keep walking in the Spirit, in the fullness of the Spirit, okay? Let's go ahead and leave it there. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she starts to really hear your Holy Spirit and walk in him. I ask all these prayers, you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.